Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall, and I've got a scoop for you. And we all know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and I encourage you to check out this one. It's called Going In Raw. You heard it here first. Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to try to keep this brief today, but if you can, hit that like button an odd number of times. Let's try to get this episode to 500. Larson, what's in the news?
I'm upset.
Oh, no, Vince.
So, of course, last night on Dynamite, we saw Brody Lee channel his inner Vince McMahon sitting down at a meal trying to eat a steak. John Silver's like, I'm hungry too. I too want to eat.
No, don't you even start. You don't start until I'm finished.
Sends him out of the room. Alex Silver on the other side, sitting there, sneezes. Brody Lee gets pissed, kicks him out of the room too. So we all know it's supposed to be Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the segment, to make fun of Vince because he's weird.
Yeah.
So Dave Meltzer reported the most recent Wrestling Observer Radio that there were some within WWE who were, quote, very upset.
I wonder who that was.
By that segment.
It's probably Vince.
And then that he and Brian Alvarez went like a 5-minute rant about how all the times that Vince has parodied other people. Billionaire Ted, Huckster, Nacho Man, Gilbert.
Can go on and on. I'm slightly surprised. And again, it's Dave. He's got a decent record. I'm kind of surprised that Vince would be upset with this.
Well, he didn't say Vince. He just said some within WWE.
Who else would be upset with this?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure Vince has his worshipers that he surrounds himself. In the words of CM Punk, his glad-handing
yes men. Sycophants.
Sycophants. There you go. I'm sure that he has plenty of those surrounding him, but you'd have to think that people would see the humor in this. Because it's funny.
It is funny. And for anybody within WWE to get upset about it, it is ridiculous, given all the ridiculous, mean-spirited things they've done towards other people.
Yeah.
And their parody stuff.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I love it, though. I hope that Vince is mad. I love when rich people get upset. I love when rich people are humiliated. I don't know why. Not good rich people, bad rich people. I'm sure there are good rich people out there, but when bad rich people get humiliated, I think it's
fantastic.
Hilarious.
It's great.
I think it's pretty great. So
it's
good
so
for
great.
Him. Too bad, Vince. Get over it. And because, again, I don't know if you put these in the notes, but AEW whooped NXT in the ratings. AEW was like 800 something.
Here, I'll pull it up. I didn't know they were out yet.
Forget if it was high.
There they are.
NXT, according to Brian Alvarez, anyways, failed to chart.
Wow.
So, I mean, make of that what you will. But, and I realize that on, you know, Mondays and Fridays, WWE still takes the cake.
They placed 23rd in that all important 18 and 49 demo, 0.34, 819,000.
Okay.
And then NXT, all right, that's not at all. Oh, gosh, darn it.
Well, in any event,
computers sometimes, man, they're a real pain. You know what?
While you try to find that out, I'm going to talk about some more numbers this time.
NXT was 56th, 0.20, 669,000.
Nice. 669. Nice. So, yeah. Well, Vince, you know, man, treat people nice and maybe they won't leave your company.
Not only are people flocking from Vince's company, so is money. Steve, take this one, please.
Yeah, so this is coming to you from Yahoo Finance. I'm assuming this is talking about the idea that WWE could be doing their pay-per-views from through ESPN or something?
Some other streaming service or platform, yes.
All right, so here it is from Yahoo Finance. Vince McMahon, during the company's last earnings call, said the pro wrestling giant, WWE, was weighing options for...
There's not a literal pro wrestling giant anymore. The giant is now the big show. Yeah. He's the closest thing to a real pro wrestling giant. Yes.
They were weighing its options for a WWE Network streaming service. And now it looks like a transformative deal is not occurring. Didn't Vince use the term transformative?
Yeah, he said a transformative deal. This is the last earnings call. Said a transformative deal could be on the horizon as early as this quarter which would lead one to believe they were trying to get done before WrestleMania.
Yeah, the idea was maybe, so possibly WrestleMania would end up on the ESPN Plus service, like the UFC pay-per-view.
And then you'd pay $5 for the service and then additional fee for the pay-per-view.
Plus more, exactly. So yeah. Apparently that's not happening. Said Alan Gould, an analyst at Loop Capital, told clients in a downgrade note to sell from hold. So at a point it was sell or it was hold, and now it's get rid of this stuff,
yeah.
Sell. And then Gould slashed his price target by $13 to a street low of $30 per share. And at close today, it was at $34.95.
Well, it's getting close to $30.
It had it got to 30, I think, yesterday during the day. I remember I checked, it was at 30, and then it went up to like 35, and I was like, oh, it's on the rebound.
In the same Yahoo Finance article, it mentions that WWE has lost like $2 billion in value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Since the beginning of the year.
That sounds right. Dave Meltzer, you know what, though? Here's the thing, though, about the value of the company. I don't know, like... Yeah, I don't know. I still think it's one of those things where it's like, you know, like, remember how those NBA teams... They just started Steve Ballmer bought the Clippers for like an astronomical price. Like all the other, like they all shot up there. WWE is a singular entertainment entity. It might be $2 billion in the stock, but the company value is still through the roof, I would imagine. In the hands of somebody who knew what they were doing. You would think that, but anyways, Dave Meltzer commented on this on the most recent Wrestling Observer Radio. These transcripts are coming to you from Cage Side Seats. Their belief is the deal is dead. Alan Gould said that the transformative deal they were looking to sell does not look like it's going to happen. The word I had is that they were far apart on money, but not that it was dead by any means. Him saying that, and enough that it downgrades the stock, and WWE not coming out and disagreeing. That's saying something. So
Meltzer, I actually listened to the segment of Wrestling Observer Radio, and Meltzer continues from this, and it's also reported in this Yahoo Finance article that Vince sold a bunch of stock.
Yeah.
And an interesting arrangement where he gets to hold on to it for 4 years, but gets the money now. So he signed a deal, I think, with Morgan Stanley to sell 2.25 million shares.
Mm-hmm.
Worth $117 million. He's only getting $86 million for it. Thing is, though, he's getting that money now, and he gets to hold on to those stocks for 4 years,
which means like he dividends controls for 4 years. Still controls
the voting rights, the all voting that stuff. Rights. Yeah,
I read about that too. There was also something that we hadn't talked about, and I hadn't really followed up on it, but apparently, at some point over the past week, the WWE Network was not working in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Which was, who knows? I don't know why. I don't know if that was ever resolved.
I'm not aware. I don't know either. I mean, of course, they've been at an impasse for TV rights. I believe for if not just Saudi Arabia, the whole Middle East region.
So
that was one of the reasons those class action suits. One of the reasons the suit was filed was the lack of rights in that particular part of the world.
Yeah, let's see here. So, okay, no, WWE confirmed. Okay, they did confirm this, that the network is not... This is Wrestling Inc. had this. Confirmed that the network is not available in Saudi Arabia until further notice. Oh, yeah, here it is. Yeah, it was a tweet. Ask WWE Network. Somebody said, hey, a fella named Fahad. Said, I'm from Saudi Arabia and I have a problem watching the WWE Network. Asked WWE Network, said, till further notice... Thank you for reaching out. Our sincerest apologies for the inconvenience. WWE Network will not be available in Saudi Arabia until further notice. So who knows what that means for their deal? I mean, man, things are falling apart left and right, dude.
Yeah, it definitely seems that way.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, we could do an entire video essay on this. The house of cards that the WWE has built for themselves.
Well, it is. It's a microcosm of a lot of American companies, I think. They're all seemingly, as we're seeing now with the current situation, so many businesses, huge businesses, are operating seemingly on shoestring operational budgets. Like the case apparently with the airlines now who are looking for a bailout. This is getting to territory I didn't think we were getting to, but anyways, was that they took a large portion of their profits and rather than invest them in the company, invested in their own stock to drive the stock price.
Yeah, they bought back their own stock.
Stock buybacks.
They were trying to get the, I never got the, in the stimulus package, is there like something preventing them from buying back their stocks? If they're
I know it was that was being negotiated. I don't recall if that was ever settled one way or the other.
So yeah, but I mean, in terms of the WWE specifically though, and yeah, I mean, any number of companies, you're absolutely right. But those are businesses that, like, you know, the economy sort of depend on. And yeah, they're not making smart moves because they know who's going to bail them out, the government. In the case of the WWE, they are not an essential business. So that's why they're being locked out of the performance center. They're being locked out of everything. And so the fact that they have this Saudi Arabia deal that seems sketchy in the first place, but it was huge money and they could boost their stock through it. The TV deal is solid, but it's predicated next time around on ratings. And ratings, let's be honest, it's predicated on creative. Yeah. If people are interested in the show, they're going to tune in.
Yeah, if they're not interested, they're not going to tune in. It's as simple as that.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And so you've got these various deals that are, you know, that are propping the company up. As soon as they're gone and they seemingly can go just like that, big problems.
Yeah,
big
huge problems. As we're seeing, we're seeing little bits of it here and there. And really right now, the main thing seemingly keeping the entire thing afloat is massive TV deals.
Seriously.
And if it weren't for those deals, WWE could be on thin ice at this juncture.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you just lose $2 billion in market value in the course of 2.5 months, 3 months, if you didn't have billion-dollar TV deals to fall back on, you'd be in bad shape.
I mean, here's the thing, though. The TV deals are solid, though. I mean, those are five-year deals. And I mean, nobody knows what the landscape of live TV deal stuff is going to be, you know, 5 or 4 years from now at this point.
Yeah.
And so it's sort of a big who knows. But yeah, I mean, that's stuff that, like, you know, they've been in business in TV doing live stuff for 20 years so that they can reach a deal like this. So that's like the one thing that's actually solid.
Yeah, it depends as you mentioned, there's going to be continued premium on live content going forward, such as there is now.
And with all the, here's the thing also, with all the competing streaming services, that also boosts them a ton. It really does, because everybody wants premium content. Mm-hmm. The thing is, they need to make sure these ratings are going to stay solid, man, because they don't seem to be growing their fan base at all.
No, it seems the fan base is in a state of atrophy currently.
Mm-hmm. So, we also have some updates via Ryan Satin about the Performance Center tapings. Yeah. Larson, why don't you take this one?
Sure. So we've reported yesterday, I believe, about a stay-at-home order issued by Orange County. That's where Orlando's at. And of course, Performance Center is in Orlando. Which is going into effect tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern time. Ryan Satin reporting, quote, stay-at-home order in Orange County where the PC is located is scheduled to last until April 9th. So about, I don't know, what, 2 weeks, more or less?
Yeah.
He continues, from what I'm hearing, WWE has already filmed the April 6th Raw After Mania matches, and it sounds like they're planning to continue filming at the PC once the order is lifted. So this doesn't seem to be, at least now, an open-ended situation like we're kind of seeing here in California, where the governor says you got to stay at home, and when you can go back to normal life, we'll let you know.
Well, the preliminary, I mean, from the school system here anyways, they seem to think that it's going to be April 13th or April 15th, something around
at
there.
The soonest. That was the initial window they blocked out to keep kids out of school.
But there's a whole lot of who knows, you know.
If that's not extended, I'd be absolutely shocked. Here in California.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting stuff.
So it looks like it's just a brief pause. If this order follows through as initially intended, as initially issued, and WWE will be back to shooting content after Mania. I think elsewhere I read that the SmackDown is April 10th.
It's funny how fast time flies until you're told to stay in your home.
I know.
Then it
you lose track of what day it is.
Yeah.
A day. It's like that in Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan. A second is a minute. A minute is an hour. An hour is a day.
Yeah, that was their code.
Yeah, that's kind of how
seconds
it feels.
Minutes, hours.
Yeah, that's how it feels. I feel it. Maybe it's only been 2 weeks. It feels like it's been several months.
Yeah, I know. But in the macro, like, it's already Thursday. We're already, like, almost done with our work week. So
I know.
Anyways, our NXT review is live right now, so you can go check that out. And then, yeah, so good stuff. We'll be back tomorrow for, I don't know, either a news brief during the day or we'll just do the SmackDown review. We'll see what's going on.
You'll see what's going on.
Yeah. Thanks for watching, everybody. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.